What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled "Sneeko is a Brown Clown Sent by the CIA to Mislead Muslims and Make Islam Look Bad." So, as you guys know by now, Sneeko supposedly is a Muslim, even though he's a degenerate, word up, he's a flaming homo. But now he's the second greatest Muslim out there after his predecessor, Andrew Tate, said, "Fuck those sand niggers." And now these Zionists are pushing this brown clown as if he's going to be the Mahdi. For those of you who don't know, the word Mahdi in Arabic means the guided one, okay? Just like Christians have Jesus to come back, Muslims have the Mahdi. However, the Mahdi is going to be the runner-up to Jesus. In other words, just like Jesus had his cousin Yahya in Islam, or John the Baptist, who said, "There's your Messiah right there." Okay? So the Mahdi is simply going to be the bench warmer for Jesus. Now, the Mahdi, even though it means he's the guided one, the Mahdi is not a prophet of God. He's not some supernatural being in a cave somewhere in the Arabian Peninsula waiting for the perfect time to come out, okay? The Mahdi, simply put, it's going to have the brain power and a moral backbone to say, "Fuck the Jews," okay? That's really what the Mahdi is. And obviously, in that capacity, he'll be able to lead the Mu'mineen, aka the faithful, regardless of whether you're Christian, Muslim, or Jew. So I'm out here in Alabama. I'm unloading at a Publix distribution center. They've been unloading for almost an hour. I'm waiting for the green light to go get my paperwork. Probably gonna take, I don't know, another half hour, I don't know, don't care. All I know is I'm getting a big paycheck end of the week, because the truck that they signed me up with at the beginning of my, I don't wanna call it a career, because you know I'm gonna do this maybe for a year and that's it, you know, get the fuck on out of here. I mean, driving truck is not a career for me, you know, this is just money until I take things to the next level. But when I signed up with this company, they gave me like a truck that almost had a million miles on it, and the damn thing actually broke down 3 days before it retired. Luckily, I was about half an hour away from the yard, so they called the tow truck, and they took the truck to the yard, and it's retired, you know. That truck was a mother effing death trap. That's all I'm going to say about that motherfucking truck. So they gave me a new truck. When I say new, I don't mean like brand new. I'm talking about new as in, you know, it's not 15 years old with a million miles on it. It has like 325,000 miles, and it was like 2022, 2023. So we're talking about a 3-4 year old truck with like 325,000 miles on it. So that to me is a W. Especially when you can like reverse it without the truck, you know, jumping up and down like fucking Soul Plane, you know. By the way, guys, I got my Love's coffee. Guys, I am telling you, dudes, like, for real, if Love's, I heard in October, Love's is gonna discontinue free coffee refills in October. If that happens, one of two things is gonna happen, guys. Either I'm gonna quit, or either y'all gonna hear on the news, crazy Middle Eastern dude starts flipping shit over at a Love's truck stop somewhere in the Midwest, or you know, somewhere between, let's say, Florida and Wisconsin. Okay, anyways, let me get a sip of this coffee. Not the best coffee, but hey, gas station coffee, it's free. Who the hell am I to complain, right? Alright, so going back to the point of this video, Sneeko is a brown clown, and the CIA uses him to mislead Muslims. And I know exactly what the CIA is doing. And you guys heard me talk about this for years now. I'm telling you guys that the CIA, and by the way guys, the Jews run the CIA. So when I say CIA, it's the Jews, okay? So I told you guys, they're going to have a false Mahdi in the wings. And again, because the Mahdi is not a prophet of God, he doesn't know he's the Mahdi. He can't come out and say, hey guys, I'm the Mahdi, follow me. He can't do that because he's not a prophet of God to make that call. Like I said, the Mahdi is going to be someone who's going to say, fuck the Jews. Someone, not me, but it's going to be me. Okay? That's the Mahdi, and he's going to do his thing. Okay? So the CIA, obviously, they want to have a fake Mahdi. Like I said, guys, the CIA wanted to make Andrew Tate the fake Mahdi. Remember when Andrew Tate said, I went to prison in Romania because I'm a Muslim and I'm eating bread during Ramadan with fucking rats and cockroaches. All that was bullshit, dudes. And a lot of people, you know, not only did a lot of people see through the bullshit of Andrew Tate, but you have to remember, Andrew Tate is almost my age, you know. I think Andrew Tate is what, late 30s, early 40s. He's been a CIA asset for a long time. He already made his tens of millions. I honestly think, in my personal opinion, of course, that Andrew Tate became a legit billionaire when he started scamming Muslims about the whole Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, like I said, guys, I'm looking for that green light. If I didn't get it for an hour, I'm not going to get it in the next 10, 15 minutes, you know. So, anyways, so Andrew Tate, he fell off the Mahdi train wagon simply because he already made his money. He's like, fuck it, I'm getting old. I'm not going to be a dancing monkey to a bunch of sand niggers anymore. Well, guess what? Sneeko, he's only, what, 27 years old? He's not a multi-millionaire. He's definitely not a billionaire. So he's like, you know what? What do I have to do? I have to scam these dumbass Muslims for maybe a couple of years, and I'll be a billionaire, and then I can say, fuck these sand niggers. And that's exactly what's happening, you know? There's a reason why just a couple of months ago, Sneeko went on a world tour meeting with the top Muslims all over the world, and that's because the CIA wants to position him as the legitimate Mahdi, okay? Now, as the Mahdi, he will be the leader of the Mu'mineen, aka the faithful. Now, because he's a CIA asset, his job is to mislead Muslims. Let me say that one more time for all the Yogi Obes, Coach Bitch Bills, and Dan Bilzerians out there. Yes, we're adding Dan Bilzerian to Yogi Obes and Coach Bitch Bill. By the way, guys, yesterday I was at the Palm Coast. By the way, guys, I went to this really, really good Asian buffet. I only ate fucking sushi and oysters. And the Chinese guy was looking at me like cursing because this nigger, he's eating the expensive stuff. He's eating the oysters. He's eating the sushi. He's not eating the fucking pizza and chicken wings and the cheap crap, you know. He's eating the good stuff, you know. So, it was a Chinese buffet. It was an open buffet. It was an open buffet, Asian buffet. It was in the Palm Coast. I forgot the name of it. I think it was like Golden Chopsticks or something. Yeah, I think the name of it was like Golden Chopsticks. I went at night, you know, so it was a $20 buffet plus tax and tip. It was like $24.60, and that's after a 15%, you know, tip, you know. So for under $25, guys, all the sushi you want to eat, all the mussels, all the shrimp. Obviously, they have a lot of other amazing stuff in there. And this was not one of those nasty-looking open buffets. This actually looked nice, you know. This looked nice and elegant. So if you guys are ever in the Palm Coast area, look up Chopsticks Buffet or, Chopsticks Buffet. It's right by Lowe's and Walmart in the Palm Coast area. So yesterday I was in that area and I saw one of those yard signs for Dan Bilzerian. Now I know some of you guys are thinking, Amar, you probably kicked it or threw it in the garbage can or put loser on it. No, I didn't do any of that stuff because, you know, that would be illegal, obviously. But, yeah, the temptation was there to write loser on it. But, like I said, you know, that would probably be illegal, vandalizing property, dumb shit like that. So, but I found it to be kind of, you know, funny that Dan Bilzerian has a freaking yard sign out there, pretty much really kind of like in the middle of nowhere. But, you know, Dan Bilzerian, guys, he's all... Dan Bilzerian is compromat, in my personal opinion. For those of you who don't know, compromat is a KGB term for somebody who's compromised by the federal government. So, Dan Bilzerian is not gonna win the primary. He's there to take votes away from Aaron Baker. And he's also there to make anti-Zionists look like crazy homeless people. This is why, if you look at Dan Bilzerian looks like a legit homeless caveman. If you look at Dan Bilzerian, you know, and again, Dan Bilzerian, in my personal opinion, is compromised. He's compromised by the federal government because his company, I think his company was called, it's on the tip of my tongue. Anyways, his company was indicted by the feds for tax evasion, fraud, and his father, who was actually thrown in prison for that back in the 80s and early 90s, he's indicted again for running the company while Dan Bilzerian claimed to be the CEO. His father was indeed running his lifestyle company. I forgot the name of his company. But yeah, if you guys just go on Google, type in Dan Bilzerian company federal indictment, you'll see a federal indictment against his company and his criminal daddy. But Dan Bilzerian is not charged. And the reason behind it is, in my opinion, he is compromat, meaning he's compromised by the government. In other words, he's gonna be their bitch. He's gonna be their dancing monkey. And that's why they have him in District 6. And again, he's not gonna win anything, guys. He's there to take legit votes away from Aaron Baker and make anti-Zionists look like crazy, homeless, violent lunatics. Okay, now as you guys know, I was actually running for Congress in that area. However, I didn't raise the $10,500 I needed. Please don't hit my truck. Please don't hit my truck. Like I said, I'm at a dock and somebody has to dock right next to me. So I'm really hoping he doesn't hit my truck, man. But he's a professional, he shouldn't do that. This is a new truck, so obviously, you know, don't want this truck to get hit or anything. Anyways, like I said, guys, I was supposed to be running in District 6 for a federal government as a Congress, but but I didn't raise the $10,500, so I quit that. But I am on the ballot for state Congress out of small town USA. So yes, you'll be able to see Amar Metwali MGTOW for state house if you live in the Martin County, St. Lucie districts. Damn it, he's like a, yeah, he's got like a feet. He's got, yeah, he's a professional, so he'll be fine. He's a professional. Like I said, I don't want that truck to hit me. Okay, he cleared my truck. Okay, it's good. He's in. He cleared my truck. He's backing up. He cleared my truck. So, like I said, I'm actually on the ballot, and I'm probably gonna start campaigning online. Assuming Facebook doesn't take my money and run, because you know they don't like me on social media. But if it doesn't work, then you know what? I'll just take a month off of this job and campaign using my food truck. Just take my food truck, put banners on it, and just literally drive around town for like a month, man. I'll do that, you know. But anyways, going back to Sneeko, is that what they're gonna do with Sneeko, guys, is that they're gonna push him as a Muslim Mahdi, and he's gonna mislead you. Now, if you guys know, Sneeko is going up against the Jewish priest Yossi Mizrahi. Now, Yossi Mizrahi, his name is Yosef Mizrahi, like the prophet Yosef, but people like me who know him, we call him Yossi, you know. I personally met Yossi Mizrahi at Jekla back in the summer of 2015. Now I was able to ask him a question. He probably doesn't remember me because it was just a general question. I was among the general population of, you know, the 40, 50 people there. And, you know, a lot of people asked, well, not a lot, you know, a few people asked him questions. So he probably doesn't remember me. But yeah, I personally know Yossi Mizrahi. Like I said, I met him 2015 in LA. So Yossi Mizrahi, I like Yossi Mizrahi. He's very charismatic. He's a Sephardic Jew like I am. However, he does what Jews do to make Islam look bad. And he will definitely slaughter that fucking retard, Sneeko, in a debate. In fact, if I remember, Yossi Mizrahi said that the main reason he says Islam is a fake religion, it's because God never revealed himself publicly to Muhammad. And then Sneeko is like, yeah, God did reveal himself publicly to Muhammad. That's a lie. God never publicly revealed himself to Muhammad and the people around Muhammad, okay? I don't know if any of you guys been to the Arabian Peninsula, but I've been to the Arabian Peninsula. I did Hajj. Let me tell you something. Even in the year 2015, 2013, whenever I went, like 10, 11 years ago, Mecca and Medina are very, very harsh places for you to survive. It's desert, it's hot, it's humid. What the fuck were the Jews doing in Medina? They knew that there was gonna be a prophet of God who was gonna come out of the Arabian Peninsula. It's just that when that prophet turned out to be an Arab, they're like, oh, no, this is fake, you know? But this just goes to show you that the Jews were in Medina because they knew a prophet was gonna come out of Medina. And like I said, when they found out the prophet was a Muslim, they were like, No, this is fake. Just because you got your fifis hurt doesn't make truth become automatically fake. So Yosef Mizrahi claims that God has publicly revealed himself to us, Bani Israel. No, he didn't. Okay? The only person ever to hear the voice of God was Moses. No other being has ever heard the voice of God other than Moses. Maybe Adam and Eve when they were in heaven before God kicked them out, thanks to Eve. Surprise, surprise, a woman, right? So, other than Moses, nobody born on this planet ever heard the voice of God. Now, Yossi Mizrahi claims that God publicly revealed himself to Bani Israel by telling us the Ten Commandments himself. No, that never happened. What really happened is that when Moses came back, the Jews were so disobedient that they were going to kill Moses himself. They already threatened to kill Moses' brother Aaron, but they were also now more than willing to kill Moses if he told them, hey guys, stop worshiping the golden calf. So how God revealed himself, quote unquote, is that he raised Mount Tor. He raised Mount Tor over the head of the Israelites, and he didn't say to them, okay? God didn't say to them, because God did not say to them, God did not speak to them, okay? When God raised the Mount Tor over the heads of Bani Israel, that was his way of saying, keep fucking with me, and I'm gonna drop this motherfucking mountain on your motherfucking heads, okay? Kind of like what he did to Pharaoh, you know, a couple of months ago with the Red Sea, you know? So, and another thing, I mean, think about it, okay? Bani Israel saw the awesome power of God destroying Pharaoh and all his entire armies. So why the hell do we need God to reveal himself to us again and talk to us in person when we already saw his awesome power? It makes no sense, okay? So the whole point of a problem with Islam that Yossi has is that there is no proof that God revealed himself to Prophet Muhammad. And again, what were the Jews doing in Medina? Again, they were waiting for a prophet, but when they found out that that prophet was Arab, they were like, oh, no, we're not playing. Homie, don't play that, you know? So, what's his name? Sneeko is like, yeah, God did show himself to the Muslims. It's like, no, he didn't, homeboy. Again, Sneeko is a CIA asset. His job is to claim to be the Mahdi and mislead Muslims by having them go under the superiority of Jews like Yossi Mizrahi. Now, the seven Noahidic laws, okay guys? The seven Noahidic laws, you can actually get into heaven with the seven Noahidic laws, okay? The seven Noahidic laws are similar to the Ten Commandments. You can actually get into heaven with the Ten Commandments and the Seven Commandments of Noah. Suhafi Ibrahima, Suhafi Musa. Abraham and Moses had the same pages, the same commandments, even though Abraham was way before Moses. So yes, the seven Noahidic laws can get you into heaven if you do follow them. It's just that Islam is far more comprehensive than the seven Noahidic laws, okay? Like, all the videos that I've been making, and a lot of people are like, oh shit, Amr, it's like you knew what was gonna happen. It's like, yeah, dude, First of all, I worked with CIA and Mossad, so I was on set with these guys for 5 fucking years, so I know what they were up to. Secondly, I'm a Talmid Chacham, I'm a student of the wise, obviously the wise is God. I read the Quran, I read the Hadith, so yeah, that's what I'm saying. Islam is comprehensive. Now, what the CIA wants you to do is, they don't want you to read the Quran. They don't want you to read the Hadith. They want you to look up to this fucking piece of shit, brown clown, Sneeko. Okay? They don't want you using your brain. They want you to look up to Sneeko. And trust and believe, guys, Sneeko will eventually have a debate with Yossi Mizrahi. He'll get slaughtered by Yossi Mizrahi. And he's gonna tell the Muslims, hey Muslims, follow Yossi Mizrahi, because I don't think Islam is the truth. I think Yossi Mizrahi has the truth, and you guys should follow Yossi Mizrahi. Now, the problem with following Yossi Mizrahi is that he is going to, you know, I told you guys, there's an old joke out there. Who would you rather have rule over you? Jews or Christians? I'm sorry, Jews or Chinese? The answer is the Jews. Why? Because the Jews will take you to Disneyland before they take you to the slaughterhouse. Okay, guys? So, even though Judaism, the Ten Commandments, are legit, the problem here is not the religion. The problem are the Jews themselves. Again, the first, you know, when you pray 5 times a day, it's mandatory to recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you know, al-Fatha. What does God say in the Fatha? غَيْرِ مَغْدُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. Be unlike those who have the wrath of God, which is the Jews, and those who are misguided, which is the Christians. So yes, Christianity that was downloaded to Jesus is legit, which we don't have any copy of, because the followers of Christ, God took the book away from them. Because look at the followers of Christ, dudes. Look at how so-called Christian women are. They're dirty, dirty, dirty sharmutas, okay? Now, Muslim women are getting to that point, but, you know, Christianity was around longer than Islam, right? You know, so Christian women are still bigger sluts, hoes, and sharmutas than Muslim women, even though Muslim women really, really want to catch up, you know? So God took away the original Christian Bible, because let's be honest, most so-called Christians would not have been worthy of the divine law, okay? Most Muslims today are not worthy of the divine law as well, the Quran. This is why a lot of Muslims out there are either leaving Islam altogether, they just don't give a flying fuck, or they're simply letting Sneeko do all the thinking for them, because they're not worthy of the divine law. That's all there is to it, okay, guys? So, Yossi Mizrahi will destroy Sneeko, and Sneeko will say, hey, guys, to be on the safe side, I think we should leave Islam and accept the Noahidic laws, and let Yossi Mizrahi or the Orthodox Jewish community lead over us. Now, if that happens, you guys need to understand, they will take you to the slaughterhouse. If Yossi Mizrahi can go like this and Muslims are dead, that would be the best. You guys need to understand, Yossi Mizrahi was in the IDF. Now, Yossi Mizrahi, to a certain degree, he doesn't like Zionists, but you know what? He hates Muslims way more than he hates Zionists. So, if Yossi Mizrahi had a choice, one choice, get rid of Zionists or get rid of Muslims, he'll get rid of Muslims, okay? So the job of Sneeko is to, the truck next to me is leaving. I think he got the green light. So hopefully they should. You know what? Honestly, guys, I didn't even feel, you know, when they unload you guys, the forklift goes into the truck and you feel, you know, you feel the forklift, you know? You feel the forklift going in your trailer and kind of ripping your motherfucking truck, you know? I did not feel like my truck got ripped in the past, 2 hours since I was here. Yeah, he got the green light and that, yeah, he's empty. Yeah, he got the green light, he's going. So, it's probably gonna be my turn now. Hopefully it will be my turn, you know? So, hopefully it will be my turn. So, if you guys see the truck moving and me going like this, my truck is getting ripped because the forklift is coming inside and taking the shit out. If any of you care to know, guys, I'm carrying water bottles. That's what I'm doing. Oh, by the way, guys, something as a trucker I took notice. A lot of these big companies out there go under different brand names. For example, Tyson goes under 7 or 8 different brand names. So you might be at the supermarket thinking to yourself, I don't know about Tyson, let me grab this other brand. Well, guess what? That other brand is a subsidiary of Tyson. Same thing with the water. You know, I'm carrying water right now, and the water I'm carrying, it's part of a subsidy. It's part of different brands. Okay, so if you go to the local grocery store, you got Deer Park water, you got Zephyr Health. Well, guess what? They come from the same source. They come from the same company. They just go under different brand. So you're sitting there at the market thinking to yourself, oh, Deer Park is different than Zephyr Health or whatever. But in reality, it's the same thing. It comes from the same manufacturer. Okay, guys? Now, the bad thing about that is, well, if the manufacturer goes down due to a nuclear bomb or whatever, well, then you lose all the different water brands. If a Tyson factory gets blown up, surprise, surprise, you lose all these different brands of chicken, because again, they all come from the same manufacturer, they just put a different label on it. So you guys think, oh, this brand, yeah, this brand is a little bit more expensive than this brand, I'm sure this brand has to be better than this brand because it's more expensive. Well, in reality, it's the same goddamn thing, you know. Some people might say, you know what, I don't like Tyson, I'm gonna buy this brand over here instead. Well, guess what? That brand is from the same people who gave you Tyson, you know? So both ways, you end up supporting the same company. You just think that you're buying a different brand and giving your money to somebody else, when in reality, it's the same owners, you know? So whether you buy Tyson or some other chicken brand name, that money goes back to the owners of Tyson or the owners of Deer Park, and you guys are not like boycotting Tyson. Let's say you guys wanna boycott Tyson. Well, you're not boycotting Tyson because that brand you bought is owned by the same people who own Tyson. And that's called controlled opposition. You see, The number one thing the Jews have in their arsenal that never ever failed was controlled opposition. The Jews love controlled opposition. You know, a lot of people out there are like, why are all of a sudden anti-Zionist like all over the place? You know, people openly saying we don't want APAC, we don't want Zionist, we can talk shit about Jews. You know, a couple of years ago, you'd probably be depersoned if you said anything negative about Zionism. Today, it's like, you say something, you say fuck the Jews, like Dan Bilzerian, you know, they fucking make you number one on Instagram, number one on Facebook, number one on Twitter. What's going on? And the answer to that is, those are controlled opposition. I told you guys, Scam Danny, aka the mayor of New York City, is controlled opposition. Okay? Scam Danny is Indian and Muslim. So whatever bad happens to New York City, it's gonna be because of the Muslim and the Indian, okay? See, what the Jews are doing, it's smart. It's not fucking 5D chess, okay? This isn't like, oh, I gotta have a degree from fucking Harvard to know what's going on. So what the Jews are doing by using Muslims, in particular, Muslims of Indian descent, is that they're going to be in the crossfire when shit hits the fan, you know? The Jews are gonna be like, wait a second, you guys said you hated Jews, you said you didn't want any APAC candidate out there, and you all voted us out. Well, you guys got stuck with Muslims, you got stuck with Indian Muslims. That's your fault, that's not our fault. But the reality of the matter is, Jews own Dan Bilzerian, they own Sneeko, they own Fresh and Fit, they own fucking Mamdani, they own James Fishback. Well, James Fishback is a dirty Jew, okay? He's not owned by the Jews, okay? He's powered by them, but he's a dirty Jew, okay? I still can't believe to this day that there are people who think that James Fishback is a legit anti-Zionist. It's like, first of all, if he was anti-Zionist like I am, you would never ever hear of his name, okay? Secondly, the guy is best friends with Barry Weiss. Barry Weiss is a hardcore Zionist. Her boss is Larry Ellison. Larry Ellison provides money and technology to the IDF. He is Netanyahu's biggest supporter. And yet we're supposed to believe that James Fishback is authentic. He's an anti-Zionist. Come on, man. Come on, man. And it's the same thing with Sneeko. See, this is what you guys gotta understand, dudes. Like, the Jews say, whenever the Goyim want a hero, we will manufacture a hero for them. This is what you guys gotta understand, man. The Jews will always have controlled opposition, and you will always fall for it. Well, what you guys gotta understand is, this is a game of ping pong, okay? Every time you Goyim say, oh, we're gonna get them next time, well, guess what? Things become worse. Eventually, there will be a collapse, okay, guys? You guys need to understand, the Jews don't wanna play this game of ping pong, conning you Goyim every freaking 2 years, you know. This is why things get worse, okay? 2028 might be the end of America as we know it, okay? As you guys should know by now, the Jews expect their Messiah to come into this world by October 2027. By October 2027, America needs to be subjugated. Yeah, that's the proper word. Subjugated. I don't know why I'm looking for the green light, you know. I didn't feel my trailer get ripped, so until my trailer gets ripped, I'm not gonna get a green light, so I don't know why I'm looking out there. Bad habit, I guess, you know. So the Jews got to have America subjugated by October 2027, okay guys? They're using Muslims, in particular, Muslims of Indian descent, to bring in communism. Communism is Zionism, okay? Communism was started by Karl Marx. Karl Marx is a hardcore Zionist. He's Ashkenazi, okay guys? Communism is Zionism. Get that in your head, okay? Zionism is all about the state, the state fictitiously known as Israel, getting externally what it wants, like land, missiles, money, which thanks to Taku they already have. Communism is about the Jews subjugating the people they stole from so they don't rise up against them. So when Mamdan, for example, Scam Danny just came out a couple of days ago in the middle of a freaking heat wave in New York where it's 105 degrees. He told New Yorkers, set your air condition at 78 while the air condition at City Hall and at his mansion is like fucking 58 degrees, you know? I know to a lot of people out there gonna be like, so what if he says, put your AC at 78? Yeah, put your AC at 78 now. That's just a suggestion. But you know what? A year from now, it might be like, hey man, you can't go into the grocery store. Nah, see where I'm going with this? See where I'm going with this? Trust and believe, if it's up to the Jews, that's exactly what's gonna happen. They might be telling you, hey man, can you please, please, pretty please, put your thermostat at 78, even though it's fucking 105 degrees outside, and we, the elite people, got our AC at 58 degrees, you know? They're asking you, please, please, just put it at 78 for us, you know? That, please, please, is gonna be like, hey bro, no food for you. You had your food for the month. Wait until next month before you can eat again, okay? If it's up to the Jews, it will get to that point. You guys out there gotta understand and understand this really good. Because I am honestly sick and tired of saying this over and over again, and nobody's taking this seriously, okay? The Jews wanna kill white people, and then they want to have Indians be their henchmen. Indians are the perfect slaves, okay guys? This is why the Jews are importing Indians all over the world, because again, Indians are the perfect slaves. So in a perfect world, the Jews will murder all the white people, and they would have the Indians become their slaves. And at the end of the day, you're going to say it's the Indians, it's the Muslims. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Nobody hates Allah and Muhammad more than a Muslim. So imagine you get somebody like Scam Danny, who's an Indian and a Muslim. That is the perfect enemy of God right there, okay? Guys, Scam Danny is a big supporter of not just the LGBTQ community. He is a big supporter of tranny faggots and chopping dicks off. It's like, dude, this is worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. Yeah, we get the whole homosexual part, but fucking transitioning people and chopping off their dicks, that's a whole new level there. But yet, Scam Danny, who's Indian and Muslim, he is the biggest supporter of that. This is what you guys need to understand. These fucking CIA assets, these controlled oppositions, can do more harm than the Zionists themselves. Let me repeat that one more time so all the Yogi Obes, Bitch Bells, and Dan Bilzerians out there can understand what I said. Controlled opposition can do more damage and get away with it more and better, or worse, depending how you want to look at it, than the Zionists themselves, okay? If the Zionists came out and said, hey, Goy, put your AC to 78, you're going to be like, fuck you, Jew. I'm not putting my AC to 78 while your AC is fucking Antarctica in there, you know? But when a Muslim Indian tells you to do it, you're going to be like, he's looking out for my best interest. I'm going to put my AC to 78 degrees, you know? Little bit down the line later, if a Jew comes out and says, hey, Goy, no food for you today. Come back next month. You had your allotted amount of food. You're going to be like, fuck you, Jew. But when the Muslim Indian does it, you're going to be like, hey, he's looking out for the best interest of the community. Okay, guys? So, like I said, controlled opposition will do far more better damage than Zionists would if they were in charge. You guys need to understand, thanks to Taco, the Zionists externally got what they wanted. Palestine is destroyed. Lebanon is destroyed. They got all the money, they got all the weapons, they got everything they need to do well on an external, from an external perspective. Now, they gotta make sure that America, Europe don't rise up against them. So they have to subjugate the American people. And they're gonna do that with scumbag Muslims. In particular, Muslims of Indian origin. If any of you guys ever been to the DMV, I'm not talking about the Department of Motor Vehicles, I'm talking about the DC, Maryland, Virginia area. Like, that area within 10 miles of the Capitol, that area is nothing but Muslims, especially Muslims of Indian, Pakistani, Afghanistani lineage. Why? Because at any time the CIA can call them up and be like, hey man, you want to carry out a false flag for us? You want to take the fall? We'll put a couple of $1 million in your Pakistani bank account from the drug money we make off of selling opium and cocaine and shit like that, you know. So, yeah, the same American government will tell you, oy vee, we got to get rid of the Muslims. Oh my God, they want to take over the government and they want to convert us all to Islam. Otherwise, they're going to chop our heads off. Oy vee. Yet, the U.S. government floods the 10-mile radius, in particular Northern Virginia, which I've been to, like Alexandria, Virginia. Yet the federal government floods the DMV area with Muslims, but they'll tell you, oy vee, they want to kill us, they want to chop our heads off, they want to rape us. But yet the U.S. government literally brings them in by the plane load. Okay, guys, at the end of the day, I want you to understand this really, 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 really good. Okay, guys, I want you to understand this really good. Okay, the U.S. government wants you dead or enslaved, and they're using Muslims to make that happen. Okay, guys? So, your best bet is to get political, okay? I know a lot of you guys out there are like, my vote doesn't matter. The only way out of this is a two-way rifle range, like Terrence Bob says. Do you guys realize how bad it will get if we do have a two-way rifle range? Do you guys want to know that more Americans died in the Civil War than in fucking World War II. You guys realize how destructive the Civil War was? And this was in the 1860s, like 160 years ago. Imagine if we have a Civil War today. That is going to be such a collapse and such a destructive setback that we may not ever recover again. Okay, guys? So you don't want the two-way rifle range. You don't want hockey mask time, okay? You want to either get off that ramp. This is why the MGTOW logo is an off-ramp. Getting off that ramp would be the best, but nevertheless, guys, there will be a collapse. And the reason why there will be a collapse is because a lot of people out there, they're not worthy of being alive. I'm not going to say they're bad people. I'm not even going to say they go to hell. The Prophet Muhammad said a huge sinkhole is going to open up and it's going to swallow a lot of people. You don't need a PhD from Harvard to realize that sinkhole is actually a collapse. There will be a collapse and a lot of people are going to die. Why? Because when Jesus comes back, we can't have Shaniqua, Shanani, Yolanda, and Teandra twerking in the middle of the street. That's why, okay, guys? So a lot of people out there need to effing die. Again, not saying they're bad people, not saying they're gonna go to hell. I'm simply stating that they're not worthy of being alive, especially when the Messiah comes back, okay? So MGTOW as a political force, we are simply a mitigation for what is about to happen, okay, guys? If you're in the state of Florida, thanks to me, you can run under the MGTOW political banner, okay, guys? Anywhere in the state of Florida, you can run for any position as a MGTOW in the state of Florida. You want to be a MGTOW governor? You can run for that. You want to be a MGTOW state senator? You can do that. You want to be a MGTOW federal congressman? You can do that. Okay, guys? You got to get political, dudes. Maybe you guys can open up your own MGTOW party in a different state. You know, look at your state laws. Guys, I created the MGTOW party with two other people between fucking delivering pizza with DoorDash, you know? No money involved, nothing involved, okay? It was simple to open up the party, dudes. Like, if I can do it, I think you too can do it, you know? Some states are a little bit easier than others to get a party going, but hey, from my understanding, Texas is easy. So imagine if we had a MGTOW party in Texas, you know? So imagine that. MGTOW party in Florida, MGTOW party in Texas. You know, eventually, we'll become big enough to where people start taking notice of us. You guys gotta understand and understand this really good. The Zionist-controlled media will never, ever mention us. Why? Because that's free publicity. You guys gotta understand, the dirty Jews always say there's no such thing as bad publicity. You guys remember that hit piece that some fucking pusha wrote about me a couple of years ago? I was reading that fucking coming in my pants like, oh my god, I can't realize she actually went through all my videos, all my comments, and she's putting it all in one place, and I'm like, this is awesome! But they'll never ever put that in front of the media, because a lot of dudes out there are gonna be like, oh shit, there are people out there who actually been doing this for 10 plus years. There are people out there who already have solutions. Heck, there are people out there who already have their own freaking party and they're running their own motherfucking candidates. You know, this is why the Jews will never, ever give us any publicity, dudes. Like, I can win my general election on November 3rd, and you'll never ever know that I won the election as a state representative, because the Jews don't want to give us that type of, damn, getting a little bit sleepy. The Jews don't want to give us any type of publicity. Like I said, MGTOW TV. Try to advertise MGTOW. They won't let you, dudes. But MGTOW is forbidden to be advertised, okay? Terrence Bob said, well, what if we change MGTOW TV to Manosphere TV? They know us. The Jews, they know me. They know Terrence Bob. They know Hammerhand. They know Sandman. They know Red Pill Married. They know TFM, obviously. So we can call it fucking Sunshine and Puppies or WGTOW, you know, women going their own way. And still the Jews are going to be like, yeah, no, no, we know who you motherfuckers are. You can call it whatever the fuck you want to call it. We ain't giving you no free publicity, motherfuckers. And even if we try to play it to pay for publicity, they'll fuck us over. Like, for example, when I was running my campaign for U.S. Congress, I paid that fucking nigger, Elon Musk, $50 to promote my campaign. That nigger took that $50 and ran. He just gave me a couple of bots to look at my post, you know. I see people, yeah, they're raping my truck now. Good, my truck is getting raped. That means I probably have like half an hour before they finally release me so I can go on to the next load. And I'm gonna end this video in the next couple of minutes. It's almost gonna be an hour long, you know. So what the fuck was I talking about? Free publicity, something like that. God damn it, lost my track of thought. Yeah, they're raping my truck, dudes. But for real, guys, like, if they're, because when they rip the truck going in and out, it's like you're fucking, it's like you're banging a bitch, dude. Like, imagine having a girl back there, and your truck is getting raped. Oh my god, that would be the best sex ever, dude. Actually, guys, I can have somebody ride with me for up to 2 weeks, you know. I wonder if I can get like a temporary girlfriend and bring her along, you know, for about 2 weeks. I know what you guys are thinking, but Yogi Obe's mom, you know, she's booked, okay? With Yogi Obe's mom, you can only book her for like a couple of days a month, okay? But you gotta have $75 in your pocket, okay, guys? Anyways, getting back to the point of this video, because like I said, it's gonna be an hour long, and time for me to fucking move on, you know. They're not gonna give us free publicity, dudes. And even if we go under a different name or any shit like that, man, honestly, dudes, it's not gonna work. They know who we are. They know who Terrence Pop is. They know Sandman. They know TFM. They know Red Pill Mirror. They know the MGTOW line of MGTOW. They know Hammerhand. They know Red Pill Theory. They know a Rare Breed Theory. They know Solomon's Zone. They know the Realist Philosopher. They know all of us, dudes. And we're not gonna go anywhere, guys. Like, you can try to like outsmart them. You can try to change subjects, but they know who we are. Oh yeah, I remember. That nigger, Elon Musk, I gave him $50 to promote my campaign on Twitter. He took that money and ran and gave me a couple of bots. Because, oh yeah, I remember what I was going to say. A lot of people who, and I see them because I know these people, right? These people who are running for like a campaign, running their campaign for Congress and other political offices. When they promote their, when they pay to promote their campaign, you see people liking their shit. You see people like typing out comments and shit like that. Real people. But when I promote my shit, there are no likes, there are no comments. And I remember I paid So I paid Elon Musk $50 to promote my campaign. I got no likes. I got no comments. I think I got a couple of views. So that was in the garbage can. Then I paid that other nigger. What's his motherfucking name? Mark Loserberg. I paid Mark Loserberg like $86 to promote my campaign. Nothing came out of that. I got like fucking one comment, and I think it was a freaking bot, you know. So this just goes to show you, even if you try to pay the dirty Jews to promote your campaign, they're just gonna take your money and run and give you a few bots and tell you, oh yeah bro, sorry, nobody was interested in what you have, you know. It's like, fuck you motherfucker, I know you lying bitch. Oh, by the way guys, Elon Musk is not some sort of genius. I'm really sick and tired of people who think Elon Musk is a genius because he can't put two words together. A lot of people are like, oh, Elon Musk is so damn smart that it's beneath him to put two words together. It's like, this nigger is fucking retarded. Can't you guys tell that Elon Musk is like legit retarded? He's not a genius, okay guys? He's just some retard DARPA uses as an actor for what they want. Even David Icke claims Elon Musk to be a fucking frontman for the military industrial complex. I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. Would you rather have a brass knuckle general coming out and saying, listen up Goyim, civilians, we're gonna implant a chip in your brain so we can better persecute you, prosecute you? No, you'd much rather have a fucking retard like Elon Musk saying, you mean we put in a chip, a neural link chip in the brain of a monkey, and the monkey was playing ping pong. Now imagine if we put that brain chip in another monkey. Can they play ping pong together? Cool, man! So obviously, Elon Musk can sell whatever type of bullshit the Jews want to force upon us way better than that idiot. Way better than a military brass general. This is what you guys gotta understand, dude. So I can't say this enough. The Jews want fucking controlled opposition. The Jews want controlled opposition. Controlled opposition is the best thing the Jews have. Because they know if somebody comes out and says a few key words like, fuck the Jews, you're all gonna be like, here's my money. Here's my ATM, here's my attention, time, and money, like Red Pill Merit says, you know. So the Jews want controlled opposition. They can do far more damage with controlled opposition, because you guys are going to be like, you know, there are still people, to, like fucking Scam Danny. He lied about the free groceries, he lied about the free buses, he lied about so many things already, and it's been, what, like a year? And people are like, oh, Amr, he's playing 5D chess, give him some time. It's like, come on, dudes. The guy's a fucking scam artist, and you're still gonna give him hope? You know, same thing with James Fishback. Like, James Fishback says, I want to give maternity leave to all women in Florida. My nigger, who's gonna pay for maternity leave? Okay, I'm a fucking restaurant owner, okay, dude? If my fucking cashier ain't there and I gotta pay her maternity leave, first of all, I'm probably gonna be losing money. I definitely will be losing money. Secondly, I gotta hire somebody else to replace her, so I am paying twice the amount for a job that's done only by one person. This is what James Fishback wants. Now, a lot of people are like, well, you know, I don't agree with him on that. but it's like, what do you mean, but, motherfucker? He says he's gonna ban Palantir. Are you retarded, my nigger? Okay, guys. So, with controlled opposition, the Jews can fool you all day, every day, twice on Sunday, and you'll fall for it because, you know, he's a good Catholic like James Fishback, or he's a good brown person like Scam Dan. It's like, no, my niggers, he's just a retarded goy. This is why I call goyim goitards, and TFM calls them dipshit normies, because you guys are fucking retarded. At the end of the day, goyim are retarded people. In fact, the word goyim in Arabic means bahayim. Bahayim means cattle. I know that because my last name is Bahayim. My Jewish grandfather. You know what? I'm going to show you. I actually have my Egyptian passport with me, guys. I'm going to show you something. If you guys stay to the end, you guys deserve... Okay, this is my Egyptian passport over here, okay, guys? I want to show you something. Okay? 2007. Let's see where it says 2007 on it. Okay. Date of issue. Look at this, guys. This is my Egyptian passport. Look at this. Date of issue. 2007. Where was I in 2007, guys? Where was I in 2007? Hollywood. Why did I get this passport in 2007? Because I was told by production companies that if I got my Egyptian passport, I'd be able to travel to foreign countries like Russia that don't like Americans. So, quote unquote, I'll have a leg up on top of other actors because I can travel to countries that Americans can't go to. So, when I got this motherfucking passport, guys, when I got this motherfucking passport and I showed it to the Hollywood production companies, guess who gave me a call? Motherfucking CIA. The CIA wanted me to work for them. Oh, yeah. Oh, they gave me an order. That's an order. I got an order because I'm going to be done with this in the next half hour. So I'm going to go pick up something else. I'm almost done with this video. I should have been done with this video like 10 minutes ago. So when I got my Egyptian passport and I showed it to the Hollywood production companies, I got a call from the CIA saying, you want to work with us? I told them, suck this dick and suck it real good, nigga. So, by the way, guys, look at how I look. This is almost 20 years ago. This is how I looked 20 years ago, okay, guys? Look, 20 years ago. This is how I looked 20 years ago. Obviously, this was before that Bell's palsy that kind of fucked up my face. I mean, as you guys know, I had Bell's palsy. It fucked up my face. But still, I was never ever Coach Bitch Bell Fugly, you know? So if you guys can see my middle name, my family name is Bahayim. Bahayim, you guys can see it. It's down here, Bahayim. Bahayim in Arabic means cattle, okay? So my Jewish grandfather... Oh, by the way, another thing I wanted to show you, okay? So, see this over here? Hassan. H-A-S-S-A-N. Hassan is a very, very popular Jewish name, okay? So, when my Moroccan grandfather came to Egypt and he decided he's gonna live in Egypt, he changed the family name from Ben Hayim, which is about as Jew can be, he changed it to Behayim, which literally means Goyim in Arabic. So Egyptians thought we were stupid, and guess what? To this very day, guys, my grandfather, even though he's been dead for like fucking 70 years, My grandfather, my family still owns significant amount of property in Egypt because the Egyptians never took my grandfather seriously because they're like, oh, your name is Bahayim? You're literally Goyim? You're cattle? Oh, shit, you must be the dumbest person on the face of the planet. And flash forward, you know, 50, 60 years later, I'm in Hollywood. They see my name is Bahayim. CIA is like, this has to be the dumbest Goy on the face of the planet. But they didn't know that Bahayim really was Ben Hayim. Okay, guys? So, once you guys understand what I showed you, that the CIA tried recruiting me because I have Egyptian citizenship and my family name was Bahayim, which again literally means Goyim, which literally means cattle, they thought I was a stupid idiot who was gonna take their offer. Now that they know that name was Ben Hayim, they're like, oh, hell to the no. This is why you guys will never ever hear about me in the news. Okay, guys? If you type Amr Mitwali, there's not much information about Amr Mitwali out there. That's not by accident, dudes. That's by design. By the way, guys, look at my Jewish nose. This is a Jew nose, not an Arab nose, you know. Arab noses are like big and clumsy. This is a Jew nose, not an Arab nose, by the way. So, yeah, guys, that's all I had for you. So, at the end of the day, guys, I'm the real deal. That's why nobody ever heard of me. That's why I'm like fucking driving truck. And I honestly wonder. If Loves was going to discontinue free coffee refills and I like fucking shimp out and turn over a couple of cars at the Loves truck stop, will they ever say Amr Mitwali? They'll probably say crazy Middle Eastern dude, or maybe they're gonna be a little bit more generic and say, oh yeah, truck driver lost it at a truck stop and flipped over a few cars, you know, because they stopped giving out free coffee. But for real, dudes, if they like, they stop giving out free coffees, I will quit this motherfucking job. I'm not paying $2 for coffee. $2 a day for coffee times 30, that's fucking $60 right there, dudes. You know, that's a lot of money. $60 a month for coffee, that's a lot of fucking money, dudes. That's like food money for 4 motherfucking days, you know. Now, I am a platinum member of Loves because obviously I fill up a lot of gas. Now, the good thing about filling up at Loves, even though I'm not paying for the gas, I get all the reward points. So, when you're a platinum member, you can get all the free coffee you want. You see, if you fill up 50 gallons or more of gas, you get a free coffee refill. But if you're a platinum member, which is what I am, you can get a free refill anytime you want. So, I don't care if they raise from 50 gallons to 75 gallons to get a free refill. As long as I can get a free refill as a platinum member, that's really what I care about, okay, guys? But if they say no more free refill, oh, hell to the no. So, if you guys hear, sometimes in October, crazy Middle Easterner flips over cars at the Loves truck stop, trust and believe, it's yours truly. Alright, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. Oh, one last thing. I'm almost finished updating Grabber. I got it to work with Rumble. I'm working on YouTube right now. Hopefully I should have it done today, assuming I actually get time to work on my laptop. I should be done with it, with YouTube today. That way we can start cloning YouTube channels again. And this time I actually found a YouTube cloner that was way better than what I previously had. And I'll be telling you about that, guys, later on. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.